Please raise your right hand. Please repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of California.
The Constitution of the State of California.
The Charter of the City of Los Angeles.
The Charter of the City of Los Angeles.
And that I will faithfully discharge those duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge those duties.
Of the Office of Chief of Police.
Of the Office of Chief of Police.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
A little departure from custom. 5 years ago, Rick Caruso, then the president of the police commission, pinned this badge on my chest for the first time, this world-famous badge, a moment of great significance. Rick, as he was pinning it, gave me a little stick, and I said something to the effect he apologized, and I said something to the effect, that's okay, as long as you don't stab me in the back. And Rick came right back and said, I never will. And he never did. Effectively, I had two shields. I had the badge of the Los Angeles Police Department, and I had a succession of police commissions and police commission presidents that have effectively served as another badge of protection for this department and for me. And to them, I'm very appreciative. But today, my father, who has stood at every event in which I have been promoted or achieved a position of chief of police. 5 years ago, my mother was very ill, and my father and my mother, June, were not able to travel for the ceremony. And this past summer, my mother passed away, and my father is here today, and I would like him to have the opportunity to, for the first time in his life and the first time in my professional career, to have him pin that badge on my chest. So if you could.
I try not to stick it. But if I do, don't forget, it's the father's privilege. How's that, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah. I love you. Thank you. Thank you.
So wonderful to have them here. Ricky, who she had not 5 years ago given up so much, I would not be standing here. Certainly to my father and my late departed mother, June, who throughout my life have always been there to support me. I am a product of their guidance and their nurturing. My son, David, here with his lovely girlfriend, Sean. David is now a resident of California, master's program at USC, the film school. And it is so great to have him back with us again. Thank you for being the family that you are. In this audience and on this stage is a mirror of my life. Going back to the time I was 7 years old in first grade, and Al Sweeney is in the audience. Al Sweeney, I have the photograph to prove it of us in first grade. My hair was not quite as gray, and he had a lot more of it. Al and I lost contact with each other after high school years, but in 1970, on October 7th, 37 years ago, when I joined the ranks of the Boston Police Department and pinned on badge patrolman 1190, standing beside me was Al Sweeney, and in the audience today also two other members of that class, Jack Gifford and Tom Maloney. The four of us, all of us, eventually rose to the rank of superintendent in the Boston Police Department. It was the class the stars fell on. And the idea that 37 years later they would take the time to come here, it is a very special event and it means a lot to me. and many other friends in this audience. Bob O'Toole also rose to the rank of superintendent of the Boston Police Department, and when I got bounced on my rear end, and I got bounced on it several times in my career, when I was removed from the rank of superintendent of the Boston Police Department in 1982, one of my first step-backs, the test was put to Bob. Bob was my aide at the time. And they put it on Bob that who are you going to be loyal to, us or to him? And 27 years later, Bob is still in my right arm, my strong right arm. Bobby, thank you for being here today. To two mayors, Mayor Jim Hahn, I would not be here today but for him. He is a man that held this city together against great odds, and it cost him. And he'll be remembered in history as a man that saved this city from going down the path of separating into two parts. He is also a man who took on a political challenge, faced it, and I am the result of that challenge that he responded to. So, Your Honor, I am eternally grateful to you, sir, for the opportunity that you presented. And certainly to the City Council at that time, Alex Padilla, your colleagues, and Mr. Kowski and others who supported that. Mayor Villaraigosa, who had the opportunity, upon his election, to put his own person in, which most mayors do. Fortunately, I am his person. And, sir, I thank you for that. I do. And we will work together, the elected leadership that's on this stage, the City Council, the legislature, a strong Attorney General, Governor Brown, well, it's still Governor Brown, the senior title. Thank you so much for your being here today, and I look forward to the continuing partnership on reducing crime. To Rick Caruso, the best, the absolute best. Like Mayor Hahn, he took on difficult decisions, took on difficult challenges, and made tough decisions. And I hope that you have no regrets about that, sir.
I have none.
Thank you. You and your colleagues, I have served now under four police commission presidents, four different commissions. And it has been a pleasure to work with them and to work for them. And I emphasize that, because I do understand and appreciate that I work for civilian leadership and government. I do not stand alone. I am not independent, and that was one of the great results of the Christopher Commission. A police department and its leadership cannot work independent of the city and its political leadership. And so long as I'm chief of police, that will not happen. So, President Commission Pacheco, former President John Mack, and former President David Cunningham, and all your colleagues on the stage today, thank you for the opportunity to work with you. We also have on the stage the representative. He was not identified as such. He was incognito, the representative of the Federal Monitor, Jeff Slanger, who is here. And Jeff is a good friend, a colleague that I work with as part of the Federal Monitoring Team. And as I told Jeff this morning, Jeff, I love you, but it's time to go. And I will speak to that in a moment in terms of talking about what has happened here in Los Angeles over the last 5 years. There were so many memories as I look out in this audience that there were friends from all over the country. Former Boston Police Commissioner Kathy O'Toole and great, great personal friend and now Inspector of the Garda in Ireland, Dublin, Ireland, gets the prize for coming the furthest. Almost 7,000 miles to be here. Kathy, thank you so much. But there are others, colleagues from the Boston Police Department, New York City Police Department, many of whom in the audience, Dean Esserman, Chief of the Providence Police Department, who worked with me in transit, literally representatives of every stage of my life, and I am the product of their friendship, their loyalty, their work. I get to tell their stories, and I get to tell the story of the LAPD. So all of you who are here, and I will be certainly remiss, there's not enough time to speak to each of you, but in the course of the day, the luncheon, for the out-of-towners, and there are over 70 of you. And I thank you for traveling that great distance. And then Rick Caruso and his generosity will once again repeat the gala event that he hosted 5 years ago. Rick, I promise this year I will arrive on time, not 1.5 hours late. I do now know my way around the city a little bit. No, it was so embarrassing the last time. I was 1.5 hours late for my own party. Now for a moment, let me speak to this department that I love so much and to the city that my wife Vicki and I and now my son David call home. 5 years ago, they were very disturbing times in the city. The city had just gone through the divisive debate about separation. It had gone through the divisiveness of not continuing the contract with the previous chief of police. Crime was up. Police officers were leaving the department in droves. There was great uncertainty in this city. My appointment at that time was one of anticipation, but also of concern. I would hope today that you share with me the belief that today should be a day of celebration, that we have removed the uncertainty, that we have removed the anxiety. I had made 4 promises 5 years ago. Let me speak briefly to them. 1, and maybe most importantly, because if it did not happen, none of the others would have, to remove the tarnish from this most famous badge, a department that was being significantly challenged and criticized once again in its history. We committed, myself, the mayor, and continuing now with Mayor Villaraigosa, to do all we could to restore the pride, the integrity, the commitment to make this a safer city. And the officers and the civilians of this department have responded. But make no mistake about it, if they had not, in the last 5 years would not have occurred in the way they did. Let me speak to those 5 years briefly. The second promise was crime, that we would get it down. Crime does not go up or down by itself. One of the things I've learned in 37 years in this business is the most significant factor is cops. Cops count, they matter. That's something I'm proud of. I am proud to be a cop, and I'm now proud to be chief of this great department. You know, these officers and these civilians, these men and women, who over the last 5 years have continued to make this city a safer city, and over the next 5 years will continue to do so and continue to do so and continue to do so with the active support of this mayor and this city council and the increase in officers that have been committed to. We have done it, and we will continue to do it. And as Eric Garcetti, the president, who is always so articulate in referencing, it's just not the numbers. And those numbers are accurate. Make no mistake about that. We're not playing games with the numbers. And I will not allow anybody to challenge them, because then they're challenging the hard work of the men and women of this department who make those numbers, who save those lives. And we have saved thousands of lives over the last 5 years. So crime is down, and it will continue to go down. Fear is down, and we hope that will continue to go down also, as will disorder throughout the city. And the mayor referenced that we're not just taking care of Brentwood. We are where we are needed most, and I will continue to fight that battle to put resources where they are needed most. That's what we do. That's what cops do. That's how we get crime down. We also talked about the consent decree. Instead of resisting it, instead of giving it as a low priority, we would, in fact, embrace it. We would accomplish its goals, its state-of-the-art benefits to this department. And we are almost there. We have gone on that steeplechase, and we have fallen down from time to time, but we got up, dusted ourselves off, and kept going. And we are very close to that goal line, and that is another reason that I was so desirous to stay into this second term, because I do not like leaving goals not met. I do not like leaving before the challenge has been met and responded to. And that challenge will be met and responded to. Thirdly, terrorism, the threat of terrorism, the new fear in our lives. I've worked very hard with the mayor and the city council and so many others, with my partner, Lee Baca, an incredible partner to work with. Lee, I cannot thank you enough, sir, for your assistance and support and cooperation. The best, absolute best. We both love our departments dearly. We are proud of them. But we are not so proud that we demean the other. We understand that we need to work together. And my other colleagues in the back row, representative of the many chiefs of police in this area, the County of Los Angeles, thank you, and we will continue to work together. As we are so few, we must work together. In the area of terrorism in particular, as long as New York and Washington, we are it. And it's not a matter of if, it is only a matter of when. And working with those colleagues and with the strong political leadership that is on this stage, we will continue to get resources from Washington. We will continue to develop best practices like Archangel, like JRIC, like all the things that we're working on. So it is my belief, and I hope you share this, that we have responded to those four promises over the past 5 years, and will continue to. We are a proud department. We are at a point in our lives where we can admit our mistakes and seek to correct them. We're not happy that we make them, but unfortunately, from time to time, we will. But what is as important is that we learn from them, and we learn that we seek to move forward so that we try not to repeat them again. And that, I believe, is the major change that has occurred in this department. I'm also very proud that we've been able to, through the police department, in so many ways, bring so many communities together. This is a town of great image, the image of the entertainment industry, the financial industry, tourism, so many strengths. I'm so pleased that some of the friends from the entertainment industry, as you know, Ricky and I, are the all-time movie buffs in terms of we love them. We'll do 3 or 4 in a weekend sometime. And in the audience are several friends that were developed over time, and I'd just like to acknowledge them also for taking time from their incredibly busy schedules. There's Jimmy Kahn, known to you from the Godfather movies, but most recently Vegas is in the audience, along with John Hirschfeld, the director, who's a good friend, hosted one of the first events for me 5 years ago. Sly Stallone, Rocky, is here, and I thank you for being here with us. And somebody who is particularly near and dear to the hearts of police officers and particularly policemen, and that's Angie Dickerson is also with us. You may remember her from Policewoman. And we have members of the financial community, education community, political community, all united together. A special thank you also to the Police Foundation, which has made all this possible this morning, and the strong board of directors that has been formed, and Karen Wagon, its president, who's on the stage, and Cindy Misikowski, now the vice chairman. They will continue to work to raise the millions of dollars from the private sector, but unfortunately, the public sector, from time to time, we do not have the resources to meet some of our needs. A special thanks to our entertainment this morning as I come to a close to this incredible all-volunteer band that is there for us every time. And special salute to you. And to the growing bagpipe band that you heard this morning as they entered me into this facility. They are incredible, and each time I see them, there's more of them, which is great. And I look forward to marching down Fifth Avenue in New York some St. Patrick's Day with them. We'll steal them out of here for a day so I can lead them down Fifth Avenue, our own bagpipe band from Los Angeles. Lastly, to the men and women of this department, a lot has been given to us. We have a mayor. We have a city council that, in the spite of great budget difficulties, continually wrests with difficult issues to try to find more for us. We occasionally butt heads, brush noses, on these issues, but we are all united in trying to make this a safer city, and I'm thankful to them for their support, for their leadership, for their guidance. But to the men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department, thank you. I would not be here but for you, for your responding to whatever leadership I might possess, and the leadership team that I am so proud to have selected, and to a person who are some of the most outstanding police leaders in America. And there was that comment made, I think, by Senator Padilla about one of the things I spoke about was to put in place a leadership team so that when I left, there would be no uncertainty as to who to go to make a selection from. And within the ranks of the Los Angeles Police Department, we now have leaders that are fully capable in 5 years with a little more grooming to take on that challenge. Thank you all. Lastly, this morning, Mary Grady was doing a quick interview with me, and she's our press person, and asking about what is different about this year than 5 years ago. And the optimism that I expressed to you but was tinged with a certain degree of reality 5 years ago about the difficulties we're going to face. This year, that optimism has no uncertainties, because I have now come to know and love and understand this great department, this great city. There is nothing that we cannot do, properly resourced, properly supported, properly guided. But in all that we do, we must always remember the awesome responsibilities that are incumbent upon us when we place this badge on our chest, that we are given awesome responsibilities and we cannot disappoint. We must be held accountable, and we will be. So in closing, let me leave you with a thought. In your program, there's a letter from Warren Christopher, who could not be with us this morning. He's traveling. But I will forever treasure that letter and the words in it. And he speaks about the human condition. And I want to paraphrase and leave you with this quote, and if I may. And this is our challenge, this is our goal, and this is our commitment. The men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department. As we focus our energies on improving the human condition, we must constantly strive to ensure that our actions in no way worsen that condition. That's our challenge, that's our commitment, and it will be met. Thank you.